stayed reading, became the wisest. Breathing exercises through the nose. Back in the days, they didn't want to sign us. Now they gon' have to pay through the nose. A lot of people go straight to the brain or the vein, while some take drugs through the nose. Pretty soon you won't be able to listen to old Drew, consuming strictly through the nose. Close the window, it's drafty. My man said they gon' name a brand of cocaine after me. Old Drew, old Drew. We already brought that uncut. I fine-tuned and already fine-tuned. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Play the game, coach the team, and I'm reffin'. Forget these rap labels, bout to be effin' with Geffen. They said signing Drew was a definite, but I've been in that building, it smell like definite. You smell that? I don't care, let them hear that. Be content with the panic. Go meditate, plot out, planning. Then I'm shot out of a cannon. On a social media fast, Instagram and famine. Haven't looked in the mirror in months. There's other flaws to examine. Some people get plastic surgery, manifest their insecurities through the nose. I mean, just look at Michael Jackson. Stayed reading, became the wisest. Breathing exercises through the nose. Back in the days, they didn't want to sign us. Now they gon' have to pay through the nose. A lot of people go straight to the brain or the vein, while some take drugs through the nose. Pretty soon you won't be able to listen to old Drew, consuming strictly through the nose. As far as rhymes, I'm like the Dream with shot blocks. Since we used to say, get your snot box rock. And Lau was called Piff, only danced to reggae. Otherwise I played the wall stiff. You saw me on the train shaking, going through withdrawal. Your imaginary droop like Cliff Paul. Now I'm sober and the fans got the sniffles, y'all. With holes in their nasal canal like a wiffle ball. Got no hops and I run slow. Your old Drew will be immortalized for keeping it a hundo. Stayed getting robbed, but he bust his gun though. Told him I ain't got it, I left it in El Segundo. That's my wallet, that's my wallet. Turn signals in the Impala ticket. Politicking, kicking it in Guala Guala. The pretty mamas on the beach frolicking, puffing on that harlequin. Stayed reading, became the wisest. Breathing exercises through the nose.
Breathing in, I am breathing in for my father. Breathing in, I am a continuation of my father. Breathing out, I smile to my father in me. Breathing in, I feel interested in my in-breath. I am breathing out and I feel very light in my body. Father, do you feel as light? Breathing in, I smile with my mother inside me. The two of us breathing in together, what great joy. Breathing in together, what great joy. Breathing in together, what great joy. Breathing in together, what great joy.
Podcasting live. Del Ketter, and MIC.
It's live
with another clandestine transmission.
It's alive.
It's alive.
It's alive.
With the softly swelling sounds of Taku in the background. With Hopeful, the lead-off track to Songs to Make Up To.
Nice.
Recent EP. Started off the clandestine transmission with music from your old Droog. He's yours, he's old, and he's a Droog.
When I used to play Dungeons & Dragons as a kid, I would always want to be the old Droog.
Nice.
But somehow I'd always end up being like an elf.
That was Through the Nose from his The Nicest EP. Second EP he's released this year. He had the Kinnison EP earlier this year, and then just dropped The Nicest. I don't know, within the last month or two, something like that.
It's all mixed into one giant blob of a summer for me.
Well, he also keeps dropping like random weird like remixes and stuff on SoundCloud. Matter of fact, there's something he posted recently was I was kind of intending to play on the podcast, but everything went to shit and I had to reevaluate what I was gonna play today.
It happens.
Hey man, I figured summertime is still here, but it's on the wane. It was still like 80 something degrees today.
It's on the little wane.
Nice. The Through the Nose, it's got that nice kind of sort of summertime jazzy feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing too serious.
It's a late summer evening, Friday night chilling jam.
That's exactly what's going on right here at Imagination HQ. Coolin'. You wanna revisit that from like several podcasts ago?
Chilling, cooling.
Yes, you wanna do that? We can do it.
What's old is new again, Ketter. I also nice. What I should have done is got you that new little droid to put here with the old little droid,
the BB-8.
BB-8. Next time I come over, I'm bringing the BB-8.
Well, that BB-8 costs like $100. So
a little like figure. Yeah,
you can do that. I'll appreciate that.
The tablet or phone controlled BB-8. Yeah, that's.
It's really cool though.
It looks really awesome. I would be firing that thing all over the place, and then it would probably get kicked or stepped on. Or,
no, it would go down the stairs in your house and just be destroyed.
Yeah, no.
And then your dog would fart on it.
The dog would totally eat it and destroy it. It'd be really funny for about 5 minutes, and then it's exploded into a million pieces.
And then you would be like,
"That was stupid.
Worst $100 ever spent."
Yeah, it's kind of like this little. It's kind of like the microphone.
Yeah, the microphone is very reminiscent of BB-8. It's.
I need to like do a BB-8 makeover.
Might have to.
As we turn this into the Star Wars podcast.
Well, we're gonna end up talking about Star Wars a lot more as we get closer to the release of the Force Awakens. But we. Right now, I think we'll go back and play a little bit more music. I got music coming up next for you. This is the start of the show getting real weird. It's Future with I Serve the Bass. We're going to get into that
bass
right now on the clandestine transmission.
I serve the bass. You a fuck a rich nigga for the fame, won't you? You'll get that pussy up to a lane, won't you? Like an old school, I redid the frame on you. I got my old shooters with me and they land on you. Word to them niggas at the six. A whole lot of lean, my nutrition. They should've told you I had them drain coming. They should've told you I brought a bank with me. They should've told you I keep that Miley on me. They should've told you I got that stick with me. You the one who ducking from a drive-by.
face, I serve the base. I keep a shooter with me like Malone. I fuck around and did it on my own. Coming forward with me, baby, I'm a franchise. Molly and them Zans got me aggravated. The hundreds and them fifties got them separated. Put the hundreds in them hundreds, baby, segregated. They try to take the soul out of me. They try to take my confidence, and they know I'm cocky. Fuck another interview, I'm done with it. I don't give a fuck about the hoe, I let y'all hit it. I play the games of the thrones with you. I can't change, I was God-given. Try to make me a pop star, and they made a monster. I'm posted with my niggas, letting the champagne flow. A nigga was depressed, now my mind back home. I'm product of the roaches in them ashtrays. I inhale the love on a bad day. Baptized inside purple activists. They should've told you I was on the pill. They should've told you I was on the lyric. I serve cocaine and some Reeboks. I'm feeling so much chronic, need a detox. I serve the bass, I serve the bass. I serve the bass, I serve the bass. They should've told you I was just a trap nigga. I'm in the White House shooting crap niggas. I gave up on my conscience, gotta live with it. This remind me when I had nightmares. These bitches wanna be here, they be right here. They should've told you I was just a trap nigga. They should've told you I was gon' lap niggas. They should've told you I was overseas. Said last words, can't breathe. They sent the ghetto bird out to peep me. They finally did admit it, I was blown. Because I was ambitious, now I'm on. 5 in the morning on the corner rolling stones. I just want the money, I count it on my own. But they should've told you I was on the pill. They should've told you I was on the lyric. I serve cocaine and some Reeboks. I'm full of so much chronic, need a detox. I serve the bass, I serve the bass. I serve the bass, I serve the bass. You the one who ducking from a drive-by. My niggas unemployed selling bye-byes.
Dash of this, dash of that, in a dash she dashing back. You ain't whipping like Dashwood, limo tints on the dashwood. Now your bitch blowing Dashwood, Francis motherfucking Dashwood.
He be trim taper hemmed in a tailor fits.
Do that.
His neighbor's fence plus his tool time to Tim Taylor's temp. His invader click, 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 take a trip. Dip with Haitian bitch to cater thick. Queen of dictatorships, dictating lips. We dictator swift quick, make the trick taste the brick. Play the grits case and sniff facial tits, facial twist. Like the shit was hit with a Rick Baker make a kit. Now run it back, run it back.
Oh.
It's Swiss bank and gangsterist.
Gangsterist, gangsterist.
Nah, it's Swiss sweet soul with the semi sweet chocolate hint flavor mint. You tramp bitch.
I'm in a cloud of the futurism, feel like I'm in a child's music. Lesson.
Oh shit.
It's the first round human specimen that guarantees bioluminescence.
What else?
The gorgeous hoons, horse of swoons, so I'm signed it ills in a barred room.
Get him.
Morris Coon explores the orange moon, scream and turn it down for home. When I'm turned on half man animal, serving dead to me the damn pain, you're flammable. Crimes become transvaginal, when my hands pass the camel toe. I'm in a jean jacket, make a prepackaged steam cabbage, make it a steam ratchet.
What you doing?
I'm in an extreme habit that'll wreak havoc on screen actors till they seize acid.
Nigga!
About to dash to the spot. I'm about to go give like a rock star energy and some like peanuts for a dollar and a hot dog and maybe like 2 slices of pepperoni pizza from 7-Eleven. I'm dashing.
Dash of this, dash of that, in a dashy dashing back.
You got an eagle head and chicken hands, kind of racial like spick and span. You can tell how much I give a damn when I bust out my ear, grimly dance on my hips twist. My knees knock in, I'm fit to be locked in. I'm full of more shit than them history mysteries, top tens, and I won't wait for your cold case to roll whole papers in boldface. I'll rotate this whole place in my own pace. Fuck the taste of that Colgate, it's disgusting. It's not even up for discussion. Thrusting, heating up a combustion. Chicken handed eagle up in your function, pumpkin.
Dash of this, dash of that, in a dash, she dashing back.
Eagle up in your function, pumpkin. Eagle up in your function, pumpkin.
You ain't whipping like Dashwood. Limo tints on the dashwood. Now your bitch blowing Dashwood. Francis motherfucking Dashwood.
Dashy this, dash you.
Big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit gon' be death for me. Big problems, I must admit it, man, that shit gon' be death for me. I pray to a C-note, my mama gave a pope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself. Big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit. Turn me up. Sensei. Big money, big booty bitches, tell the truth, nigga, I'm lost without it. 7 figures for a headline, you want some stage time, we can talk about it. Niggas acting like they be rapping like nice on the mic, truly doubt it. Go against the kid, y'all don't wanna live, that decision is hella childish. Rose gold for my old hoes, they ain't satisfied, then I sit them down. 10th grade, I gave her all shade, but now she got some ass, I won't hit it now. I don't lease, I just all out feast, I put a blue caprice on Gary Coleman. Bomb head and some cheese eggs, that's a new raise and a signing bonus.
Fall in this bitch like some good pussy, can't stand myself. So good, she so hood, she a cheesehead, Patty Mel. GED with some EBTs and some DVDs, that shit was sad. She reeled me in with some chicken wings and some collard greens, that shit was brack. Just cracked me a new bitch, bust a new nut on a nigga's jersey. My bitch got off at 9 o'clock, so I had to shake around 7:30. 105, I'm stumping fast with these big guns, I'm hella dirty. Get caught with this shit, I ain't coming home till like 20:30.
I got big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit gon' be death for me.
Death for me.
Big problems, I must admit it, man, that shit gon' be death for,
death
me.
For me.
Big dreams, no superstition, man, that shit gon' be death for,
death
me.
For me.
I pray to a C-note, my mama gave a pope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself.
Stand myself.
I just might ban myself.
Ban myself.
I just might. God.
I focus feeling blessed, cause my eyes be the truth.
God.
I focus feeling blessed, cause my eyes be the truth.
Mental window blurry as a bitch, still looking out it. So much money off the fucking books, could write a book about it. Took a minute, no, wait a minute. Let me think about it. About 10 years, Crips, Bloods, sweat and tears, and we still counting. Had a real thick bitch named Brooklyn, she fucked the whole squad. Now, every time I land in Brooklyn, they fuck with the whole squad. I'm more spiritual than lyrical, I'm similar to Eli. Why? Cause I'm wearing black shades and I'm headed west with the word of God.
Amen.
Yeah. I think I'm finally ready to talk about it. These niggas just talk about it. Homie, don't play me for no fool. Popping bottles like enemigos. Os Dios mio, I'm so cold. Get so deep in that water, they should call my Johnson a harpoon.
Feed the needy, don't know graffiti. Paint the walls like a cartoon. Beat the pussy up so bad, send her home with some war wounds. Loaded off the yak, hit her from the back, go across her head. Bar stool, touch her soul till I curl her toes. Then it's time to reload, then it's part two.
Damn near 30, still set tripping, cause where you from, mama? Say about it. Last year I made 10 million, that's where I've been, yeah. I'm private island, smoking something, I don't probably got too many cars, I might crash. Where? New Rari pedal, barely tapping, nigga, rim, rim. Yeah, I'm rich, bitch. Got two rollies, but one missing. Think my daughter flossing, she in kindergarten. Got one crib worth, two cribs in my front lawn. Yeah, that's what a fountain. You be talking boss, saying big words like philosophies. Man, you weird, homie. But it sounds to me that you broke as fuck and your bitch gon' leave, and that's real, homie.
I got big money, big booty bitches, man. That shit gon' be death for me.
Death for me.
Big problems, I must admit it, man. That shit gon' be death for,
death
me.
For me.
Big dreams. No superstition, man, that shit gon' be death for,
death for me.
I pray to a C-note, my mama gave a pope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself,
stand myself.
I just might ban myself.
Ban myself.
I just might, God. God.
Yeah.
love it.
It's like such a particular feeling. Oh yes. Oh. It's the clandestine transmission.
It's really pretty.
Giving you
really
feelings. Pretty. Feelings. Your special places. It
feels like a tattoo, but it's not a tattoo. It's a transmission.
That's going to be the new motto of the show. Feels like a tattoo, but it's not a tattoo.
Carl Montalban once said, it feels like a tattoo, but it's not a tattoo.
And then the police came. Took them away.
It was perfectly legal. They were both of age.
Consenting adults.
Two consenting guys on their fantasy island.
One consenting adult and one consenting small person. Very, very, very small man.
He was the top in that relationship. He may have been small in stature, but large in the fantasy bedroom.
I have no idea what just happened. You told you the show was going to...
I have no idea what just happened.
Yeah, it got weird.
Fantasy Island.
But it is El Keter, M.I.C. Is also here, is contributing to the weird.
This is where we turn. This is where we talk about the fantasy football portion of the show.
No, we're not going to talk about fantasy football.
Segue from Fantasy Island to fantasy sports.
What I will say about fantasy football is this: that commercial,
son.
That commercial for the
son.
That online fantasy football win $1 million.
I'm not even gonna mention. I don't want to give them any press.
No, I can't remember their name anyway, okay. So I'm not gonna mention their name. We all know who they are. But how is that even legal? I don't understand.
I'm saying,
I don't get it.
That shit is gonna bankrupt America. We already broke. Now all these folks that are playing fake fantasy sports are gonna be like, oh shit, I can get paid and blow their whole paychecks and sink their families into bankruptcy.
Cause they're like, hey, we'll give you $200 free.
Nah.
The thing is if they're willing to give you $200 free, how much are people investing in that shit? They are dumping every dollar into that.
It's fake funny money.
It's like the lotto.
Yeah, yeah.
How people used to have those books that were how to win the lotto, and it
right.
Gave you the lotto system. And if you bought a certain amount of tickets, it would even out to you winning a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the same thing.
I give it a week. Actually, you know what? Football be on this Sunday, so I give it till next week. Somebody's probably gonna do some sort of Deadspin or one of them sports blogs. We're gonna do an expose where they go on and they do the free thing and they see like how much money they can win and just expose it for being just a way to scam you out of your dough.
Expose it for the fraud that it is.
Because it's totally... Because, people play, fantasy sports, and, they do the whole season, and then whoever, has the most whatevers wins something, money, a trophy, some shit. But this is, you can play every week and win money. You can just play one game, one day. So you don't have to, wait till the big payout at the end of the year. You just pick a bunch
right.
of dudes.
It's not like playing, at the office pool or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like people straight up gambling on games. That's what drives fucking football big time. Me and you putting money down on the Packers.
Me and you are not putting money down. We're definitely not putting any money down on the Packers.
I'm not putting a cent down. I used to do the Beat Carlo. That was it. And that was free back in the day. Rest in peace, Carlo. Rest in peace. I hope he's dead, but I'm pretty sure he died.
Wow.
That's why he doesn't do the beat crop.
Oh, man. So you might have just killed that guy off, and he could easily still be living the life.
He's gonna email you. He's gonna send me a grumpy email, I'm alive and kicking, you bastard.
He's gonna tweet you. Jesus. But
that's what they said at his funeral.
In the background right now, you got the sounds of... You just keep one-upping yourself, Mike. Wow. In the background right now, you got the sounds of Alex Perez and Eprom with Chiron from their new Shades EP, which just drops the bass all over your face.
Yeah, it does.
In the place. No, it really does, Mike. I know you're just agreeing with me because you're here and we're doing the show. The bass will be dropped.
Turn that bass up. The 10.
You also heard new music from J-Rock featuring one Kendrick Lamar, Absol, and Schoolboy Q. And he wasn't wearing the bucket hat either. He's wearing a some kind of like fedora or a Panama hat or some shit like that. Because he actually mentions it in the song. And in the video, he's got the hat on.
True.
No bucket hat.
He didn't have a bucket hat on when he was performing with ASAP on Kimmel last night either.
Wait, with
a dashiki shirt.
They did.
Yes.
No, they did not.
You know what? I wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be live.
How is that possible?
That song is too filthy for TV. They should have changed some stuff up to make it, you know.
Wow.
I hate when one of my beefs is when rappers come on TV and do a whole lot of like, instead of just like saying the swear or the dirty word they're not supposed to say, they just say nothing. So it's just really weird.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking, they should have like said, alright, we gotta go do this song. Let's like rework some of the lyrics to say something else. So at least we're saying something. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I can't even fathom that. It was cool. This week was good for hip hop on the late night shows.
Yeah, seriously.
I heard
Run the Jewels was on
TV on the radio there. So who's calling me right now?
Someone wants to call into the show, Ketter. Put them on speakerphone.
I don't know, it's a Rhode Island number.
Maybe it's Shepherd Ferry.
I'm recording a podcast, pick it up.
Tell them they're on the air. Speakerphone.
Hello, you're on the air.
They're not on the air. They're in your ear.
Hello? It is. Oh, hey, how's it going? I shit you not, you are on the radio right now.
Hey, Ketter.
Like, yes, but I mean, kind of, but not really, because I'm recording a podcast, and my phone rang, and I was like, "What? What's going on here?"
This is tapestry with your test results.
Yeah, so I take it you would pregnant. Like to talk to our good friend M. Cody. Now you want to be on the radio?
Jesus.
Well, you gotta come for a visit if you want to be on the radio. No, hang on a second. Hello? Okay, so you are on the radio now. I'm letting you guest star on the radio by holding my phone up to the microphone. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Estelle. I'm off the radio right now.
Yeah, yes, you are.
As always, your timing is impeccable.
So this is weird, isn't it? I said earlier in the podcast, I was like, yeah, this episode's gonna be weird. I had no idea how weird it was gonna be, and neither did you. You did not know what you were getting involved with when you called my phone.
No, not at all. I thought this was like you guys' landline, and I didn't expect to hear like the most amazing radio DJ voice ever.
Hey.
When did that happen? How did you get that voice?
Oh, I've always had this voice, because I've been on the radio for like, what, 15 years, something like that?
Thousand years.
Yeah, you didn't know that this show used to be on the actual radio, like the radio. Now it's on the internet, but, yeah, we used to be on the terrestrial radio for many years.
That's
pretty
amazing.
Yeah, I think so.
I wasn't expecting this at all. I was just like, I should return phone calls from months ago.
I know, right? Yeah.
Holy crap, now I'm on the radio.
Yes.
And you're a DJ. I didn't know that. Like,
how did you not know that?
I don't know.
That goes to show what you and Cody be talking about.
Like, I don't return calls for months at a time. This is how I don't know things. I'm lame. That's how I don't know.
Well, it is good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you, too.
Indeed.
You and your radio DJ voice. I've never
yes.
heard before. This is pretty awesome.
I think so too. So I'm gonna give the phone to Cody.
For real this
Because because I'm sure she would like to talk to you, and instead of just listening to me have you talk on the radio like that. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna pass the phone off, and go back to doing the show.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Take it off speaker. That was Estelle, who nobody in the listening audience really knows who that is, but
I don't know how to speak.
Now I'm taking my phone off speaker. Hang on a second. There you go.
Thank you.
All right. MIC has the craziest look on his face right now.
That was fun.
She didn't know we were on the radio. She had no idea.
What are you guys doing? Nothing. Hanging out. Chit-chatting. Getting really weird.
Yeah. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Schoolboy Q and his bucket hat.
It's a good look.
Now I'm gonna have to go look up that Kimmel clip on the YouTube.
Watch it on the tube.
Before the J-Rock, actually, I didn't even say what the title of the song is, I don't think. That was Vice City from J-Rock and the Black Hippie Crew from J-Rock's new 90059 album. Before that, you heard The Hellfire Club, or just Hellfire Club. William Red Thedford V, a.k.a. Kale, Bus Driver, Open Mic Eagle, with Dash, which was a shout out to Francis motherfucking Dashwood. He often breaks the fourth wall. You don't remember who Francis Dashwood is, do you?
No. Who's Francis Dashwood?
House of Cards, man.
Oh shit. Okay.
First Open Mic Eagle did
that's right.
Doug Stamper, and his crew has done the Francis Dashwood, and we started that break off with Future. I Serve the Bass.
Yo, he served up the bass.
Yes,
on a platter.
I was remarking off the air that, like, you know, I don't know, it had to be like 2 years ago now when Outkast was at Coachella, and they like interrupted their show to bring out Future. I was like, what the fuck? What? Get off the stage, man. I'm here to watch Outkast.
Right. And his album didn't come out until this year, did it? This year, late last year? I don't know.
I know is I was so mad that Future was on that stage. But yeah. Since then, he's released several joints that were really dope. There was that song he did for Adult Swim. Yeah, the single, the Adult Swim Singles Club or whatever. Had a real cool animated video, and then this came out a hot minute ago. A friend of mine on Facebook, shout out to Francisco McCurry, posted that on his timeline, and I was like, woo, buddy. He's dropping the bass.
Serving the
and
bass.
That is pretty much all I care about. Dropping the bass.
He's serving the bass. What kind of bass is he serving?
He is serving a Booyah bass. That is what he is serving. Because it's a little known fact, Future is a gourmet chef.
Yes. Oh, man.
He's down there in Atlanta.
Cooking it up.
Yep.
Not the crack.
No. See, that's what people think, that's what he's cooking up, but that's not. It's not. His trap serves bouillabaisse, gazpacho. It's true.
Look forward to that.
Yeah. So far, this has been the laid back, jazzy, rap, weird trap podcast with special guests on the phone.
Word.
We're gonna keep it just as weird as it's been so far. Coming up next, brand new music, courtesy of MIC, who shot this my way earlier this evening. Music from Travis Scott. It's called 90210. And it's weird.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that right now on the Clandestine Transmission here at ImagiNation.com.
She said, Travis, you work too hard. I'm worried you forget about me. I'm falling in and out of class. Don't worry, I'ma get it, granny. What happened now? My daddy happy. Mama called me up, that money coming, and she let me. I done made it now. I done found like meaning now. All them days are hard to break. Her heart out in pieces now. Friends turning into fraud niggas. Practicing, have the passion, you niggas package different. All you niggas want the swag, you can have it. I'ma sell it, you niggas salary bout the cabbage. Youngest nigga out of Houston at the Grammys. Smiling at him, laughing at me. I pass a rock to Yankee Punk, faked it, passed it back, bitch. All of this off a rabbit, should've wrote this in Latin. Yeah. I know. Guzzle said we in the stove. Yeah, we bout to drop a four. He passed a cigarette, I choke. Told my auntie, put them poles down, them poles down. Now you know you love your own now. Hit the stage, they got their hands up. Don't put your nose down. I ain't knocking, nigga, I knock the dough down for sure now. Whole crew, I swear they counting on me. Gold chains, gold rings, I got an island on me. Houses on me, he got the mouses on him. Holy Father, come save these niggas, I'm styling on them. Good Lord, I see my good fortune in all these horses. I'm driving too fast to stop, so all these signs, I ignore them. Just the sky from north to the border, my chins is in order. My mom's biggest supporter, so now a nigga supporting, nigga.
Drill like a deadly weapon. I drop bombs on an enemy at any second. Look at me wrong, I turn you to tombstone. Like you in the crosses and you gone. Then I throw my deuce up. Sisinga readers with your senorita like Magusta. See what that early morning cock I do up to your rooster. I bet my cockiness a boost of confidence. That you gon' wonder where your highness went. I bet she get low for a nigga like me. She get low for a nigga like me. I bet she get low for a nigga like me. For a nigga like me. So we burned them every chain to the third degree. Some niggas biting flows, yo, that's burglary. Same niggas acting like they never heard of me. A fuck nigga could get clocked, yo, that's worth to me. He get low for a nigga like me. Get his head exposed for a nigga like me. Put them on the floor for a nigga like me. Yo, my mind boggles when time toggles. In the ocean of stars, it's hard to find goggles. We twisted up, so we put it in the air. Don't let the J start unraveling. We getting blown like a javelin. She threw it back like she time traveling. Rocked the boat so well, she jumped out and started paddling. I'm screaming, land ho, about to hit for show. I mowed the boat this slow, then I ripped to float. I'm pretty sure. Like nice beaches, that even at my weakest, I still leave them speeches. How you like those peaches? Find me rotting the apple. By the bum, so plump, about to lock in the grapple. Feeling like the highest man about to tackle. Facts like the chat under the cap of the Snapple. Cats get decapitated for acting a fool. Blast get they ass sprayed just for making a move. We get high, say fuck the police. That's why we get high, say fuck the police. That's why we get high, say fuck the police. Yeah. Cause every time I make a move, they be sweating me. They wanting the black man in penitentiary. It's even hard for that man standing next to me. Cause he can catch a bullet that was really meant for me. It's like every step bring me close to destiny. And every breath I get closer to the death of me. I'm just trying to carry out my own legacy. But the place I call home ain't legacy. Cause you can't get by if you don't respect a OG. You can't get by if you don't respect a OG. You can't get by if you don't respect a OG. Cause every corner I turn, a nigga testing me. And every morning I mourn just for the less of me. Sometimes I ask the Lord why he be blessing me. And now my brothers whose souls now rest in peace. I pray this hope for a nigga like me. Hope for a nigga like me. Just pray this hope for a nigga like me. I'm something like the chairman of the board. Ranting, I feel invincible like Mick Manning. One of the last original MCs that's left standing on the planet. Strike like a meteor, do remedial damage. Damn it, cats can't stand it. Get the ass handed and branded by the Living Guild, New York City Bandit. True warrior like Grim Brandon. Yo, some cats claim they fly, but really been landed. I really can't stand it. Yo, let me take a seat. This where Rosa Parks album now. Make some room for me. P.E. in your paper, and you could read it and weep. fools call me now, leave a message at the beep. No, I don't wanna speak, oh, I don't wanna speak. I don't wanna speak, no, I don't wanna speak. I just wanna be, girl, I just wanna be. I just wanna be free. I pray this hoe for a nigga like me. I pray this hoe for a nigga like me. I pray this hoe for a nigga like me.
With his name up in the light, front row wall of hoes, and they wild for the night. So I sneak backstage, fucking like she need a light. Bounce a walk up, hold tight, and she aight. I light a match with some rap pack shit. She never seen a young man with grown man antics. Told me it ain't she funny like I ain't what she came out. Message she like that I ain't stuck on the same sample. Sitting on the couch and I still ain't said nothing. Pour two shots of vodka and shorty starts flushing. Her name's Organism, blessing the percussion. Truth came out, she been a fan since adolescence. Shorty shut the door, dress hit the floor quick. Next morning, she texts, hey, hit the wall, bitch up.
She don't like boys, she don't like girls, she likes to go. And when we're in town, ripping the shows, turns them on. She don't like boys, she don't like girls, she likes to go. And when we're in town, ripping the shows, turns them on.
Two fly niggas with style, we're Organism, now we down, chillin' in the jazz lounge. Organic rhythms got the fly, ladies feeling the vibe. Magnetism got it wild for the night, I was going down, nigga.
I got this shorty up north, thick Asian jump off. Hit me on a Snapchat when she take the ball off. She got a girl, they like the raw dog, hip hop head, she get it on, bumpin' Black Star. Smoke green, sip lean, everything in between, way turned up. I don't give a fuck, cause I asked me. She call me Sushi, young California roll. When I hit, I get the third. Like that nigga Ichiro. Whoa. We have fun, never give a chick codes to the dough. Leave that alone, it's nothing personal. Papa told me don't trust these. Stay on your grind, stack husky. And never be out looking crusty. So hush please, don't bring your man to the show. Airplane mode, then we can take it back to the mode. Smash all night, back to LA in the mode. Real pro gave us some dough for the Uber ride home. Like,
she don't like boys, she don't like girls, she likes to go. Ripping the shows, turns them on. She don't like boys, she don't like girls, she likes to go. And when we're in town, ripping the shows, turns them on.
After party was packed, smoke all in the air. Boot em up, cause out, all my niggas was there. A blunt came my way, I hit it, then I passed it. Shorty was on me like FBI, and I'm the fugitive. She told me she knew a lot of people inside the music biz, and she was impressed, cause she liked the way I was doing it. I thought about that 50 song, Groupie Love, or maybe I could just be wrong. Anyway, I'm feeling the effects of XO Hennessy. She gave me that look, a look of intimacy. She said she forgot something back at the car, and please come with me. I got to go to my whip. I said, hold on, my homeboys is flowing and shit. Plus, you know I'm a spit. She said, it'll be quick. So I bounce out the spot, just me and this chick. She put my hands on the tits and told me that I was sweet. Got to the car, she asked me, can I pop in some beats? I said, what about the spot? She said, don't even trip. Started licking her lips, then proceeded to unzip. Told me it's something about you, I usually don't do this. She said,
she don't like boys, she don't like girls, she likes to go. Ripping the shows, turns them on. She don't like boys, she don't like girls, she likes to go. And when we're in town, ripping the shows, turns them on.
Took fly, niggas with style, with Organisms, now we down, chillin' in the jazz lounge. Organic rhythms got the fly, ladies feeling the vibe. The magnetism got it wild for the night, that's how it's going down, nigga.
Thank you.
again. It's El Ketter and MIC. Clandestine Transmission, ImagiNation.com. Noisy Blakes outside because it's still warm weather and I still have the window open.
Bike night!
Yes.
Every night is bike night.
No.
Rum rum! Bike night. No more bike night. Now we have
Fright Night.
Movie night. It'd be true. They did Fright Night.
Yeah, October.
Yeah, if you guys want to...
We could do that as part of movie night. They could show Fright Night.
You guys want to come watch The Princess Bride next week?
We should be talking about this off of the air. This is not the conversation we should be having on the air.
I will invite the greater...
Well, yeah, so if you happen to be in the Western Massachusetts area, here in Springfield, Massachusetts, they're doing some outdoor movie nights this fall, apparently.
Yep.
They got
next two Wednesdays.
Yeah, they got Princess Bride coming up. They did The Sandlot this week. What's the other movie?
Office Space.
That's right.
And they're doing
Stapler.
Yeah. In Northampton, they do the same sort of deal at the library. What's the library's name up there?
I don't know.
Anyway.
The Northampton Library.
There you go. They're doing Ferris Bueller.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. So, that's one of these days. I forget what you mean. One of these Wednesdays. So, take a day off. Go see a movie.
Take a day off. Go smoke a doobie.
I'm sure folks in Northampton are already doing that quite often.
Some of them.
Those ganja smokers up there.
The kids on the, they hang out on the stoop.
Take their shoes off, smoke a doobie.
They kind of got rid of the stoop kids. There really aren't any,
Yeah, depends on when you go up there. There's times I go up there and I'm like, where'd everybody go? And there's times I go up there and I'm like, holy shit. Like, every, like, 5 inches is, like, somebody playing a banjo, some kids hanging out, you know, some like, crusty Trustafarians with their 5 dogs and handmade leashes and, you know, yeah, like, some kind of skit.
I want to see one of those guys with a handmade dog.
I'm sure someone up there has one.
In the background right now, it sounds a Blank Body with Safe Hex 3. You just heard new music from Kazal Organism featuring Joe Styles. That's She Likes the God from his On My Grown Shit album. And I was explaining to MIC that Kazal Organism is in fact Mellow Man Ace's son.
Son of Ace.
So that also makes him Sendog's nephew, Sendog from Cypress Hill.
There you go. The hip-hop family tree.
Yes.
Yo, that was dope.
That shit is dope.
That shit is real dope.
Definitely check out the album if you get the opportunity. MIC was remarking, he was like, oh yeah, you know, it's like some of that throwback, it's like that old Drew, like, and it is. Like, you know, if you like Droog, if you like, you know, Joey Bat, Droog, Joey Badass. I threw the Kazal Organism into that same sort of posse
that all
of dudes
were very nice.
You know, Mr. Motherfucking Esquire falls into that realm as well.
Yeah, it's pretty despot to release some new music, but I mean, it's like this '90s sort of like. You get some chunky drums. You get some good production. You get some jazz stuff. Some like horns in there. You know,
yeah, and I mean, you know, he does some different stuff on the album, you know, that's his bread and butter, right?
Work.
There.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's that style.
Some interesting rhyme patterns.
Yeah. And before that, you heard Joey Badass with Like Me featuring BJ the Chicago Kid from his Before Da Money album. Or Badass?
Whichever one.
I'm going to let you decide. I'm going to let you choose your own adventure when it comes to the title of Joey Badass's album. We started off way back with 90210 by Travis Scott, Kanye West's protege, Travis Scott, from his new Rodeo LP. That song is surprising as fuck.
Yeah. No, I put that. I put a bunch of stuff on the. Cause
like I started listening to it, cause Mike was like, "Yo, check this out." I started listening to it. I'm like, "Yo, yeah, I'm feeling like it's kind of like." Got the little bit of the ASAP Rocky kind of vibe to
like
it.
It's kind of like moody, trippy.
It's clearly very Kanye West-ish. It's very, very much in line with like 808s and heartbreaks sort of and that kind of stuff. And then there's that weird vocal hook that comes in, and I was like, whoa, what is this? What is happening? And then there's like changes, and then the beat comes in, and I'm like, what?
Dude, drop some,
I did not expect that at all.
Drop some drums out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, the internet is a buzz of that song being jacked from somebody, apparently. I don't know what the deal
whatever.
Is.
You know what? Number one, it's hip-hop, so it's jacked from somebody. Number two...
Someone didn't get credit.
The music industry now is fugazi. So seriously. As far as like who gets credit and who contributed what to what and all that kind of stuff...
We don't need to rehash the ghostwriter.
You got dead guys suing people that's claiming that they wrote the song. You got all kinds of stuff. It's
a mess.
It is a mess.
But yeah, indeed. That Travis Scott was all right.
Whoa, MIC, this is breaking everything
I'll
over
put
here.
This over here, it is empty.
I did want to touch base on a previous topic from one of the last podcasts. Jade Helm.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
I'm bringing it up because I would just like to point out, since where we are in the month here, Jade Helm is over.
Woo!
We're still here.
Thanks, Obama.
As far as I know...
Is Texas still there, though?
As far as I know, Texas is still there. As far as I know, Walmart is still there.
They definitely are still in the news.
I was just in a Walmart yesterday. I didn't see any, you know, any body bags or, you know, any FEMA camps or anything like that set up. I saw the usual cacophony of... extremely overweight people
at the Walmart. At the Walmart.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see any military. There was no
no fatigues.
No.
See, if you went to the Chicopee Walmart, lots of fatigues.
That's just because that's near the Air Force base. That's the only No. So. I don't know where Alex Jones is right now.
Did he move out of the country?
Well, I told you.
You know what? I'll leave.
He was like in hiding.
I'll leave a note for the dude with the InfoWars and Alex Jones and the Oath Keepers bumper stickers that lives by my house. Maybe
you got one in your neighborhood.
Maybe that dude's in hiding. That's why I always see his car. He has flown the coop.
Maybe that dude is Alex Jones.
Possibly.
But the next thing we have to look forward to next week. Is
Jade Helm 2 Electric Boogaloo?
I don't know what they're calling it, because there's been all kinds of allegations that, like, that, you know, next week is going to be the end of the world, that it's all going to, the stock market's going to crash, that, you know, the people were pulling out because it's the Jewish High Holy Days, so you know,
the Jews have come
the Christian fundamentalists have been pulling it out of their ass that, oh, It's the end. It's the Jewish High Holy Days. It's Yom Kippur. It's the Shemitah, which I'm like, just stop saying Shemitah. Just stop it. You don't know what it means. You don't know any Hebrew.
No.
Just shut your face. Stop saying Shemitah. Christians, please.
No Shemitah.
Stop. No Shemitah for you. None.
Shemitah. Shemada.
Hasa Pfeffer Incorporated. There's just been all sorts of stuff. And, of course, it's all the rage. It's all the rage with the conspiracy people. Um,
So when is this all going down?
Well, next week. And those of us who, you know, we're not taking this seriously. We all lived through 2012. The Mayan, the end of the Mayan calendar. We all lived through Harold Camping, the crazy dude who was going around the country in a bus, saying that he had like the date that the world was going to end.
Yeah, that dude.
And then when it didn't happen, he changed the date.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hit his dates wrong.
I don't know that he had him wrong. I just think he was wrong.
He was like, oh, you know what? Yeah. I meant a different time.
But it's a perfect storm of apocalyptic distress, basically, because you got, like I said, you got the Jewish holy days, the Shemitah. It's the end of a 7-year cycle, mm-hmm. when, under Jewish law, all debts are supposed to be forgiven. Like if you loan something to somebody.
My debts will be forgiven.
You can expect that they're going to pay it back, but they only have 7 years, and if they can't pay it back within the 7 years, you're supposed to forgive the debt, which is one of the reasons why, you know, the modern economic debt system is a bunch of horse crap.
I'm going to holler at some of my lending partners
and explain to them that it is the Shemitah, and they need to forgive your debt.
I'm going to send them a picture of me next to the Benza and say, hey, Shemitah. I do not owe you the rest of my money. My student loan.
So there's that. There's the
out of here.
People are like, oh, the government is going to say that it's going to be like the rapture. The government's going to say that people have been kidnapped by aliens.
Hey, man, we're heading there. Yeah, the gay folks are getting married.
The Pope is going to be here in the United States.
That's true. Yeah.
He's coming
to New York.
He's
coming to New York next week.
On the day.
Oh shit. That,
yeah.
Shemitah for your ass.
So people are like, "Oh, he's going to, you know, drop some kind of bomb on
Pope
society."
He's going to drop the Pope bomb?
He's going to drop the Pope bomb. Yes.
He's going to get down with George Clinton.
He's
going to come down in the Pope spaceship.
Wow. That's funny.
He's going to P-funk you up. The Pope funk. Yo, I want to see that.
Make the Pope funk. I want to get fucked up.
I want the bomb.
I want the Pope funk.
Oh, Christ. Somebody, someone to fucking make me a Pope funkadelic.
How is it that one of those dudes wasn't already dressed as the Pope?
I'm sure if we
was dressed in all kinds of crazy outfits.
I'm sure homeboy that wore a diaper also wore a Pope outfit.
How is there not Sir Nose devoid of Pope?
Yo, we're going to hit Google image search and we're going to find someone in fucking P-Funk.
Dressed as the Pope?
Yeah, it's got to be.
So the Pope is coming.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying that he's going to like reveal that there's aliens. They're saying that, like, there's all kinds of nonsense. The Chinese president is going to be here.
What else is going on next
week? So they're like, oh, you know, that's a sign that the economies are going to collapse because, China's been messing around with the value of their currency.
This is turning into the plot for season two of freaking Mr. Robot.
It could be.
All shit is going to go haywire.
It could be.
All debts forgiven.
So... yeah, so that's going down next week. We've got that to look forward to. So there's a distinct possibility.
Oh, we gotta come back with another podcast live from the rapture.
It's all gonna come to an end. I don't think that that's the case, but you know,
we gotta get some sort of live.
I wanted to put it out there just in case, so that, you know, we get our chance to say goodbye. You know what I mean? It's.
Just in case you have any debts to be forgiven with your fellow folks, might go down next week.
Yeah.
The Pope might just come
and then I don't know,
drop an EP.
He's
Pope EP.
Who produced that EP?
Pope is dope. Who produced the EP?
Yes.
The Pope EP?
Yes.
I don't know who produced it.
I don't know. I was hoping you had some information for me. Alex Jones produced the Pope EP.
Jesus. Dude's in a bunker somewhere.
Nah, he's just overseas. See, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe the whole Jade Helm thing was just a scam perpetrated by Alex Jones, mm-hmm. so he could leave the country, kind of be in hiding when the Pope comes to the United States. Mm-hmm. So that while the Pope is here, Alex Jones can go to the Vatican and take it over.
I'm following your line
of
thinking.
You see where I'm going with this? I think that might have all been a ruse.
Yeah, the Vatican's its own sort of country.
It's its own tiny country, exactly. So, and he'll rename it
Jones-a-King.
No, he will rename it InfoWars. But it will be referred to as Prison Planet by those of us who live outside the Vatican City. And he will wear a funny hat.
Well, hopefully, you know, Tom Hanks can help us out. Head to the Vatican and shut down the info wars.
And you and McGregor can shout Illuminatus!
Yes! As he drops from the sky.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Big things are ahead.
Big things are guan.
Yes.
As the Jamaicans say. Or they actually say big things are guan. I say big things are going on. But yeah, so watch your ass next week. Don't let yourself get abducted by any angels trying to take you down.
Or
you know, yeah, watch out for the lizard people.
Disguised as the Pope who thinks he's the Pope.
An alien with a Pope hat.
Yo.
Speaking of which, I have a t-shirt with an alien with a Pope hat on.
Gotta bust that one out.
I gotta wear it next week.
Gotta
wear it. Miscus shirt. Pope. Alien Pope.
Oh, shit.
Smoking a joint.
There you go.
Yep.
They know what's up.
Oh, they know what's up, all right.
Have they made any... They should be selling shirts for the Popes. Is it? The Misca Pope shirt.
I should be selling shirts.
That's true. Pope shirts. Like, sell them downtown. $5.
Yeah, so maybe some craziness is going to go on. Probably not.
It's going to be crazy.
Assuming nothing goes on, we will be back with another podcast. I want to sort of apologize, not fully apologize because I'm a jerk, but sort of apologize.
I'm gonna give you a hass-ass apology.
I feel like we've kind of like lost the podcast schedule somehow. Like last month was all weird because the website was all fucked up.
We need to like get the calendar date book out and log them in there.
And then like it was like the end of the summer and there was vacation and it was super hot and I didn't want to do shit.
No. And then I was coming over on the weekend and then like the weekends for me got like bottled up and
so we've been off schedule. We'll try our best. Obviously, you know,
we're gonna make a little calendar for October.
As usual, if you want to drop us a line, you can get at me on Twitter, Elketer Benza. Actually, it's just Elketer on Twitter. ELKETER. Instagram.com. Look at me. Look me up. Look at me.
Well,
you can look at me because it's Instagram and there are pictures of
me.
You can look at those. But look me up on Instagram. I'm Elketer Benzadik on Instagram. ELKETERBENTZADIK. Facebook. You can always look me up. But ImageEyeNation.com is on the Facebook. ImageEyeNation. Facebook page is facebook.com/pages/ImageEyeNation, all caps. Feel free to befriend Bonjournino.
Sure, why not?
On the various social media websites.
He's cranking up the friends.
It's as close as you're gonna get to MIC.
My life is not exciting.
It's like touching him, but it's...
But it's more furry.
Yes. That's exactly...
That makes sense.
That's exactly what I was
that's
about
exactly
to say.
What it, exactly what it makes sense.
But yeah, you feel free to drop me a line. Let me know what's going on, your feelings regarding the podcast.
Or just your feelings in general.
Yeah, you know, maybe feeling a little lonely, what have you. As usual, we accept all nudes. Anytime. We're open.
Keep open it, for
keep,
nudes.
Keeping it open. But I think that's going to do it for this episode of the Clandestine Transmission. Like I said, we're going to do our best to come back with another installment as soon as possible. We got a little bit more music for you before we get the hell out of here. It's new music from Kali Uchis. You know anything about this girl, Mike?
Related to Kali Ma?
No. You'd think, but no. It's called Loner. It is from her Por Vida.
Ah, okay.
LP.
Yes.
This album is free.
Yes, if you, yeah.
And it's fresh as fuck. It's got some production on there from Tyler, the Creator. Yeah, I was very, very surprised. It caught me off guard. It's definitely worth checking out. And we're going to let you hear some of it right now. As we wrap up another edition of the Clandestine Transmission, Elketter,
MIC,
here at imagination.com. See you soon. Or maybe not.
Hey!
All depends what happens
next. Fingers
week.
Crossed.
But remember to stop saying Shemitah. Just stop.
Something better, but if you don't want me now.